Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Of 4th and John, I am Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Hollis Thomas, a.k.a. Damn Skippy. Today, we're talking the Eagles Giants preview, episode 330. Obviously, we all know what's at stake. We know the team that we're about to play. They've been near and dear to our hearts. Not our hearts, but near and dear to our hatred the last couple of weeks. We all hate the Giants. Not as much as the Cowboys. We still hate the Giants. We've seen them twice already. We've got a little flavor. They've gotten a little flavor from us. We dominated them at their own stadium. They came in for like a practice game sort of against our Eagles to close out the season. But I think right now, I'm not gonna lie, the juices are flowing. All the conversations I've had with random people at Acme, at gas stations, randos in Eagle stores, pro shops, everybody's fired up. Fans are coming in from all over the world to see this game. So they're excited for what they're about to see on Saturday. I think we're ready to break this Eagles-Giants matchup down. How are you feeling, Mr. Hearn?
Well, you said it right. The juices are flowing, my man. I'm like jumping out of my skin right now. At the beginning of the week, I was sitting here. I don't know if I had some sort of malaise because of the bye week. I was focused on the games of the past weekend. As we have gotten closer and further in the week, when I tell you I was up until 3 o'clock last night, just scouring the internet for any sort of little Eagles video I could find, just of Jalen Hurts throwing the ball at practice to see that he's 100%. Dude, I am fucking pumped for this game on Saturday, dude. I don't think I am overstating that enough. I cannot wait. I don't understand what this whole national narrative is that's going on about, oh, the Giants had such a good game versus the Vikings. They're really hot right now. What about the game previous? They lost to us. They were the last team we played, and we won. Granted, you're going to say, you know, we played the backups. What happened when we played the starters? We won 48-22. So I'm not worried about these Giants. I think we're going to handle business. I think that the Eagles, I think this is going to be the Jalen Hurts coming back game, man. I mean, I think that last time we saw Jalen versus the Giants, last time we played, you know, he still was recovering from that injury. I think he might still be feeling some soreness now. But I think Jalen Hurts is going to be as close to 100% as he's going to be for the rest of the year starting this Saturday. And I think that he balls out. He uses the weapons that we have that were surrounded him all year long. And the Eagles roll, bro. We're going to be on our way to the NFC Championship. The NFC Championship game.
Said that with your chest.
Yeah, you said it with it. You said it right there.
I'm fired up, baby. I'm fired up.
You know, the funniest thing about this week is it seems like Thursday got here so fast, but the next 49 and a half hours, I'm just told, are going to go by so damn slow because it's so close, yet it's so far away. It's the calm before the storm. I've been listening, I've been listening to different narratives about. I even saw one narrative where they had they had Daniel Jones rated in front of Jalen Hurts, of the playoff quarterbacks to the left. They have been on a before our game when they were playing their starters, they were on a bit of a tear. I don't think that they showed us that much of what they plan to do. I think we just and that's why I think our game, the last game of the season, was a little bit vanilla. From our standpoint, we just did what we needed to do so that we didn't have to count on anybody else to win. I fully expect the guys to be focused. I've seen some of the guys. I've kind of looked in on practice here and there, and they seem fully focused. They've had a tremendous week of practice. The one thing that I don't think that sometimes this gets away from all of us because of the Cowboy hate. I know it's people that hate the Giants more than that they hate the Cowboys, and I didn't think that was possible. Mm. This is the third time we're seeing them. The first time, that was the time that, you know, that was a real time because they had all their people, we had all our people. The yep. second time, the second time, it was just one of those ones like, you know, it's pretty much a glorified scrimmage. It's like we kind of needed the game, but in hindsight, we did need the game. But we felt better safe than sorry. We were able to get some of our guys back, get the knock that first game rust off so that we don't come into the playoffs limping. And you notice we're getting a lot of other guys back too. A lot of other guys are feeling the playoff juices, like you feeling them. They're feeling the playoff juices because it's win or go home. It's like the whole neighborhood is gonna be watching. And the shit that everybody is talking about us living up, talking about the three times playing a team, we only played them once if you truly look at it. And I was like, we kicked the ass both times. But the fact that you have them, a lot of people have them beating us. That's all. I told somebody this earlier this week. This is the most disrespected 14-3 team that I have ever seen in the history of me watching the NFL. And I was like, I don't know what the disrespect is for, but I feel like I like the hate though. As a former Eagle, you love when they doubt you, so you come out and feed them a nice big large slice of humble pie.
Let me ask you guys a question real quick. Does week 8 of the 2013 season ring a bell for you guys? Because that's the last time the Giants won at the Link, guys. I'm just letting you know. That's a full decade ago. We're talking multiple coaches ago. Right. It's not happening. The Eagles have been the dominant team this year. The Giants, they started out strong. But guess what? They blew their load halfway through the year. They ended very poorly, and they showed what I think is their true colors. I said all year long, even midway through the year when the Giants were 7-1, whatever their peak record was, I said the team's flimsy. Same way I said that the Chargers are a flimsy team. I can recognize a flimsy team when I see one, and the Giants are exactly that. Stop telling me Daniel Jones is one of the best quarterbacks left in the playoffs. You're freaking high. You know,
I mean, that conversation has been had like a lot of narratives is – he's played his best game of his career, which I'll give him that. He played his best game of his career.
Danny Jones.
They're the hottest.
That was the best game of his career.
He had a five touchdown game in his rookie year. How's that not better?
We're talking about a playoff game.
A playoff game, 78 yards on the ground.
When the game is on his shoulders, I feel like that's the narrative. You know, they're a hot team going. If you listen to Tiki Barber, who was pretty much you know, putting the icing on the cake for the Giants' victory
they to be
cake.
They I mean, come be on now. Now there, because Tiki Barber is the one who said that they weren't going to win with Eli. So they ought to be worried when they got his little goofy ass on the bandwagon. But I don't. You know what? I'm not worried about nobody. I'm just worried about my squad going there and putting foot in their ass sideways to the next life. That's all I'm worried about.
I mean, at the end of the day, man, we know that the way that the Eagles team is built. You know, I did listen to some other podcasts from Giants country. There are some shook ones out there thinking about all the talent. They know this Eagles team on paper is more talented than their squad. They feel like some people feel like they need to play the best games of their career to compete. And when you look at them on the paper, I mean, if I look at our corners, I don't even have to look at them on paper. At the end of the day, our corners should really neutralize their wide receivers. I think there should be no place for them to throw. I mean, how do you feel about some matchups that you want to point out at this point?
I mean, that's one of the main matchups I'm looking at. Sorry to cut you off.
You good. Go ahead.
That's one of the main matchups I'm looking at. If you're telling me for a second, I mean, Kenny Galladay had that freak catch versus Darius Slay the last time that we played.
That was the only touchdown
he scored in 2 years, Hollis. In two Damn. Years. The only time he's ever scored as a Giant. I mean, you know, he has that history of playing on Detroit with Darius Slay. Maybe he was able to get a lucky one on him. But I got to tell you, man, Isaiah Hodgins and Darius Slayton, if you think for a second that James Bradberry and Darius Slay can't lock these guys down, I think you're wrong. And then you just look at how elite we have been. We're the fifth run defense in the league as well. I mean, we've stopped guys like Derrick Henry, who, in my opinion, is the best running back in the league. So the thought of Saquon Barkley, yeah, he's no joke. He's a good player. Mm-hmm. But we have a stout defensive line rotation. We actually have linebackers this year, which is something that, you know, is not normal for us Eagles fans. And I think we have all of the pieces we need to stop anything the Giants want to throw at us.
Well, the one matchup that I'm waiting to see and I'm clamoring to see is our guys up our defensive line versus their offensive line. The waves are, and somebody just asked me the question, how do you think our line is doing? So the guys who are normally kind of like only were dropping the buckets like Brandon Graham is having a career year, Fletcher Cox has found a second win. You look at what Hassan Reddick is doing, what Josh Sweat is doing. I can go on forever, baby. But the way that they're doing it is they're doing it in waves. And the guys are fresh. They're keeping it fresh and keeping the guys rolling. I want to see we how many sacks did we get against them last time? We
get like seven,
eight, or eight, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're gonna eclipse that. And it's mainly because I think they're gonna try to run Saquon Barkley a little bit, but they're still gonna try to throw us off with some timely passes and stuff. Some screen passes. And they almost got sacked in the last game we played them. On the screenplay, so their offensive line is nothing you could do with their offensive line being as young as it is. They just have to take their lumps now. The interior, all those guys are pigeons. Pretty much all of them are pigeons to me, mainly because they're young and they're inexperienced. I think they showed a little bit here and there, but you don't have time to wait on them. And by the time they figure out one of the guys that's in front of them, we've rolled somebody else in there, and now they got to try to figure that guy out. So they don't have that seasoned veteranship to be able to know who's coming next. So I think it's gonna be an interesting hard game the first three and a half quarters, the first three quarters, first three quarters is gonna be an interesting game. But then we're gonna have the will. And our talent and our will is going to take over. Mainly it's going to be the will because we're going to beat them down. the pigeons are who we thought they are. But I don't see this renewed sense of I never really liked Daniel Jones anyway. I don't see this renewed sense of everybody talking about how great he's had a couple of good games. He's had the game before they played us and then they set him up. He had a good game that game. He had a good game in the playoff game when he should have a good game. I was like, but you're the sixth pick overall. You're supposed to be, this shit's supposed to have been happening. And maybe it took Brian Daboll to get there for him to figure it out. But this is not his time. It's our time to shine.
Yeah. Now, talking about some of the key matchups, you talked about the defensive line. I mean, the offensive line. I think Evan Neal, as much as I praise them for getting – Lyman, because that's where they needed to win at. He's a young pup in terms of when you face a guy like Hassan Reddick, who has been he's been doing his thing, it's been like Burger King for Hassan Reddick, because he's had his way all season long. Last time he went up against Evan Neal, I believe he gave up two sacks. Evan Neal gave up two sacks. I think with that kind of veteran leadership at the end position, you got Brandon Graham. You got, I mean, these guys have tricks for Fletch days.
Coming back.
Tricks for days. I mean, who is it? I mean, their right guard should be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna be in trouble.
Should be in trouble.
Should be is not the word. It should be. Their offensive line coach should be giving us a damn and oh god a lot. Damn. Oh god. No, not again. Oh dear Lord, no. That should be the narrative. They're one of the more penalized groups in the league as well. They a lot of false starts and stuff. And this the one thing I do know about Brian Daboll. He cannot stand when they fuck up a play before it's even started. And they when they bring out that extra lineman, or when they do something that's against their norm, that it seems like they've practiced it all week. Normally, one of their offensive linemen comes out and either jumps offsides or has a holding penalty. If you've been watching them the last like 5 or 6 weeks, every time it'd be in a key situation. And it's funny because I know why Brian Daboll's pissed off, because you can't use that play no more in this fucking game. Probably not no more for the next couple of weeks. And you probably worked on it to perfection, and somebody goes there, false starts, or has a holding penalty. So it's they still lack the discipline and the veteran leadership like we're talking about. They're growing together, and that's a good thing for them. But it's a better thing for us right now.
Now, I think the comment that, you know, I think Hollis would celebrate this one. Elena says, Gannon needs to stop saying we are not going to change anything when adjustments are necessary. Make them. We talked about, you know, that Cowboys game, the fact that they were terrorizing the slot from the slot. Yep. I think adjusting in the second half was a little too late. Not too late, but it was like you should have did that in the first half. I think, again, when we look at the weapons that they are deploying, these are guys that you shouldn't be able to you should let your corners eat.
Somebody should have 25 sacks, but then drop them in the coverage.
Let them rip. Let them rip. I mean.
The what?
But I mean, there's also the factor too that we are we've got some guys coming back from injury as well. I mean, last time we played the Giants, we didn't have the full group. The fact that Josh Sweat is potentially coming back for this game, first of all, is crazy. Considering the way he went down. But to have him back, he's one of the guys that's leading the team in sacks. Just to have him out on the field is going to make all the difference in the world, him being in that rotation.
No. The one thing, too, is like he has to strike. And, I mean, he has to put pressure on it. You can't just let a guy stand back there and pick you apart, especially if you're a man defense. Send somebody extra. Run some stunts up front. Do some things. And it's not – You can say all you want to about doing not changing anything, but if you're dictating, you can say that. If you're kicking ass, you can say that. If you're putting people on notice, if you're getting 1, 2, 3 and out or 1, 2 in the turnover, you can say that. Not giving up 14 to 15 play drives to fucking Andy Dalton. You can't say that giving up those type of drives to Andy Dalton. That's the one thing that pisses me off when you refuse to change. And it's like, it's not about changing, it's about making adjustments, seeing what you guys do best. And we have some good man coverage guys, use them. Use them. I was like, nobody wants to be standing back there running around all day while you let this jackass run around because you refuse to send an extra linebacker or something to put him on notice, or you lined up our guys in the same spots again and didn't do nothing. I just hate to do this. It's sheer stupidity. Have some creativeness.
Would you like to see some more pre-snap, movement? Have the defenders moving around a little bit.
You have some pre-snap. Fool them a little bit. Don't let them know what you're in every time, because that's still sticking in my craw from a year or so ago when we were playing against Tampa Bay, and they was like, we know where they're gonna be at. They line up in what they're gonna be in.
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude. It's like, no. Those days of doing that are gone. People make concessions for that. So, you're going to stay there. Oh, okay. We're just going to run away from you, and then we're going to send an extra person to fuck you up and score. Hold the ball. Keep your offense on the side. You know, not give you any rest.
I agree with you, but let's also acknowledge the fact that Daniel Jones is not Tom Brady. Tom Brady was able to recognize that stuff as a 22-year vet, and, it was poor game plan.
Neither is Zach Wilson. Neither is Andy Dalton. Yeah. Neither is David Mills.
Yeah,
none of them are Tom Brady, but Tom Brady's the only one that I heard say it. I was like, the fact that the quarterbacks that I'm rattling off to you, the fact that they've had those type of sustaining drives, those type of, I call them championship drives, because it takes the wind out of the sail of the offense, and it makes the defense tired, because offense they haven't built up any continuity yet, so they're gonna go out there and they're probably gonna falter. They're gonna go 1, 2, 3 and out. And then your defense is going to have to take their tired ass back out there again.
Now, let's talk about there's a guy who's kind of beloved in certain parts of Pennsylvania. Those people that are Penn State fans will talk for days about Saquon. Is a talented running back who's, you know, over his career, he's dealt with some injuries. I think he's had like a rebound year this year. I think, you know, the way they utilized him the first half of the season, a lot of touches, a lot of work. I think midseason he dealt with some injuries, banged up a little bit towards the end of the season. I think he's got his mojo back. Like I said in the last episode, we're seeing the double spins from Saquon. I think he's feeling himself. He's feeling the quarterback that they have. You know, he's anointed him Vanilla Vic. So along with Saquon's running ability and Daniel Jones's running ability, who do you fear? Not fear, but who concerns you the most with the rushing?
The rushing? They have a decent. Breeders is a backup. Mm. I think it's like this. If we let them get off, they will. The kid Hodges, he could be a problem if we allow him to be. And like the Breeder is not a slouch. He's decent. But Hodges and what's the other kid's name? Hodges and Slayton. And they got the one kid Thomas who's pretty much like a kickoff return guy. And they'll put him in a situation where he's in space. If we allow them to get off, they will, because they're professionals. It's like but we can't. The one who puts a little bit of fear, not even a little bit of fear. I just don't want Hodges to start getting off and catching, because now you have a receiver catching, and we have to worry about the run and the receiver catching, because if he gets warm, as you saw the last game, he will catch almost anything you throw in his radius. So.
Okay. What about you, Ev?
If we're just looking at total talent, it would have to be, I would fear, and I put that in air quotes, Saquon Barkley more. He's a legitimate runner, man. And when he is
now healthy. Said, who else besides Saquon?
Besides Saquon?
He said, well,
I thought we were deciding between Daniel Jones and Saquon.
Yeah, either or.
I thought you said, who else makes. Who else do you fear?
We should get a sponsorship for Miracle Ear, because
I know I had a pound to go fuck yourself over here.
Just to finish, I think that you look at Saquon Barkley. He's obviously one of the better running backs that have come out in recent years. When he's healthy, he's one of the more dominant guys out there. But we have had a formula to stop these guys. And I just have to, in my own Eagles biased brain, believe that they are going to be able to stop Saquon Barkley this weekend. It's no more time for any of the silly cute stuff. Just got to lock in now, man. You got to lock in, be an absolute dog. And I honestly, I'm not sure if you guys saw what Von Miller had done earlier this week, but I love it. What he did with the Bills. He brought in a replica, Lombardi trophy into the Bills locker room and just placed it there. And he just was showing all the guys that haven't won a Super Bowl. It was like, I just want to let you guys know how hard you got to work in order to get this. It seems to have lit a fire underneath the Buffalo and some of their players' ass. And I want that same kind of reaction. It doesn't need to be the same exact thing, but from the veterans that have won a Super Bowl in this locker room, I want them to really pound home just how hard you have to. It's not a we're back to 0-0, man. As far as the record is concerned, you got to win three games, and these are the most important three games of your career. You can make a mark on history, and you got to follow through, man.
Now Lane Johnson spoke to something that you just said. He just talked about being around for that Super Bowl run. He said the leadership in the locker room, like there's guys in the locker room that know that feeling. He said that the younger guys. He kind of spoke to what I was said the last episode about that blend. There's a certain blend in the locker room that he loves. He said there's so many characters, everyone has their own demeanor, but together, you know, they form like Voltron. I feel like the vibe is real. I think leadership is real. I think at the end of the day, it's really about, I think, you know, this is another narrative that we've heard out on the timeline. Our coaches cannot get out coached.
Oh God, no. I hope not.
They can't, but like, can we at the very least give them the benefit of the doubt, man? Like, let's just look at the year that we've had. I have praised
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not saying you haven't. I'm saying at less as an entire fan base, let's give them the benefit of the doubt in this conversation. And that Nick Sirianni, if we look at most weeks throughout this entire year, I have praised his game plan. I have thought that he has done a tremendous job. Same with Shane Steichen. Jonathan Gannon obviously hasn't been as promising as the other two guys I just listed. But at the same time, this defense, as Hollis likes to say, in spite of Jonathan Gannon, has absolutely dominated this year. And that's because of the personnel we have. That's because of all the moves that Howie Roseman made this offseason. And now we get to reap the rewards of everything that we've done so far this year. And it would be catastrophic if things didn't go our way this weekend.
To come this far and do all
the things that we did and to not cash in, that the Eagles have to. There's no other way around it.
Yeah, that thing with Von Miller was cheesy as fuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Hey, you're supposed to. You're a fan. So when
what are you?
You're supposed. I'm a former player. that enjoys the birds, but I like what Lane said though. It's like, and it's a good mixture. The guys that you got guys who played on national championship teams before though, and that's, it's like they know what it felt like in college. They want to be able to say the thing is we have guys who are hungry to win one on this level, and you can see that by the work that they've been putting in on and off the field. So I was like, I've never had this much confidence in the squad before in my life. It's like, cause it's like all the bullshit tests that in my mind that they passed as far as like the trap games. It was a game during the season that I felt were trap games because they were after a few big games that we had. We throttled the big team, but then we had enough. We didn't get too far ahead of ourselves. We were able to muster up what it took to win. We won some ugly games and we won pretty games too. I was like, but they're not flustered, and they still have kept steady and kept their eyes on the prize, and that's the one thing. It's like, if you get anything, I don't want to see somebody else's replica fucking trophy. Fuck that. I want one of my own. If you want to just bring, put it this way, I'd rather you wear the ring that you wore in there, because all of us ain't gonna get a replica trophy. If you wanted to really bring it home, wear that ring in there.
You're splitting hairs. You're splitting hairs.
Well, no, because you want to know what? Everybody's not going to get a replica trophy.
But so everybody's not everyone's going to get a replica ring either. What's the difference?
Everybody's
it's one symbol for another.
I didn't say replica ring. I said bring the ring,
the real one
that you want in there.
I would agree. That would be a nice touch. I mean, because it's real.
Everybody's not going to go out and get the replica trophy. Everybody's not this. But that ring, I put it this way. I know cats that didn't even play. It was on practice squad. Carry that ring around in the box and stuff, like they security, and it's there. So I was like, man, what do you? And it means that much because you were part of something great.
Ev's face,
I think we're splitting hairs.
I think you're going to split hairs, but you were making it sound like he just he brought the replica trophy. I don't give a fuck about it. Yeah, I just look at the replica trophy right now.
Todd in the comments says, man, we have more leaders, more players with playoff experience. The greatest leader we've ever had at the QB position. The team will control this game.
Yeah.
Todd said that with his chest.
Yeah. But it's like I feel like we're at an advantage because we have a real field general. You hear that, F? A real field general. You remember earlier in the season when you had your doubts? One of the main reasons I didn't have my doubts. One of the reasons I threw it out there as a stick. If you wanted to be a stab and turn, I can make it that. But what actually helped me make the decision I made on the kid a long time ago was the way he handled things, the way of him being the leader and not being flustered at any point in time. And it's just like, dude, it's like when your quarterback is like that, because the rest of us are gonna be crazy to catch it. As you know, I was like, but we could be like that. But one of us has to be surreal to lead the beast in the battle. Hmm. Unleash the fury. Unleash the fury, yeah. Unleash it.
Now,
oh, man, I'm right.
Now, hopefully.
I'm now, a man and
now,
I win.
Now, hopefully, hopefully we unleash, the joyous vibes tomorrow. Because we got a little announcement. We're going to be on Good Day Philadelphia. Early in the morning, I believe that we're supposed to be the first segment. I spoke with the producer today. We should be the first segment. So bright and early with Alex and Mike. It'll be a nice time to talk about the podcast, talk about the other announcement that we have. We have a tailgate. Now, for a lot of people have been hitting us up asking about the tailgate situation, where we're going to be. We'll be in lot G2, again, 2 to 7:30. You know, the thing says 2 to 7:30, but if you guys understand how hard it is to get these parking spots on playoff Sunday, I mean Saturday, we'll be there at 8 o'clock in the morning getting those spots just so you can have a good time. So shout out to Evan out here buying Wings tickets. I'm buying Wings tickets for no reason.
I was honestly thinking about it too. I might even pop in into the stadium. Why not? I mean, I'm going to be there. Just they got dollar hot dogs. Maybe go buy 20 of them, bring them back to the tailgate. You know.
So we are going to be in lot G2. Make sure you bring the vibes. It could get crazy from the amount of people that have been hitting me up. I'm sorry for the people I haven't got back to y'all, but I've been answering the same question all day long. Lot G2. Okay. Lot G2.
Normal spot.
So, I mean, going into this game, who's the one player from the Eagles that you feel like needs to bring his A game? Besides
big play Slay.
Okay.
Big play Slay. I feel like it's mainly because I feel like it's his time. You know, he's normally he'd be made a bunch of plays. We've seen him in a couple of catch 22s of behind a 30-30. You know, he's gave the kid his first touchdown pass ever as a Giant, and he's been the butt of some jokes and stuff. So I think this is where he steps up, shows and shines, because it really he hadn't been in the playoff. I think he'd been in the playoff like once or twice.
Was
it his first time?
Yeah.
This is the second time he was in the playoff last year. If you want to call it that, but
home
playoff game, yeah, because he was with Detroit for a second. I know they had some away playoff games, but I think it's gonna be time for him to step up. Short, I think the our secondary in general, because if they're gonna deploy Jonathan Gannon's, Evan's buddy Jonathan defense the way that he plans to, they have to be ready and be on the same page with all the calls and stuff. It can't be any miscommunication or anything. I think that will be the main thing. If he plans on not switching up anything, I think he needs to make sure that they're communicating. Because once they give up a pass, it seems like he turns into a bit of a bitch and starts just like trying to run coverage. And then he gets to reeling and he can't recover from that until after he gets a break or something. So to me, that's the main player who should step up. One of our older leaders.
Now, Mr. Michael says Miles Sanders is a guy that needs to step his game up. I think that's a good one. I think Miles Sanders, we know he's been nicked up a little bit, but all the players are nicked up at this point in time. I think that week off could have helped him.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What do you think? What do you think about Miles Sanders?
I think Miles Sanders is a good answer. Personally, for me, I'm staying on the defensive side of the ball. I'm looking at our linebackers, both Kazir White and TJ Edwards, because I'm looking at a guy that sneaks out of the pocket like Daniel Jones, and we're obviously going to have to deal with Saquon Barkley. We're going to need guys to contain, and I think that having those guys spy on Daniel Jones is going to be huge, and that could make or break how the Eagles' defense performs against this offense.
Yeah. And it was the one thing I think that nobody's mentioning is Saquon Barkley and Miles was at Penn State at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's Penn
State. You don't think Miles is going to want to outdo Saquon?
Oh, hell yeah.
But I think this is the time that he wins, that Miles wins this time. Because we always talk about our resident giant killer, the Boston Scott. Think He's got how many touchdowns he has in like,
I think like 12 10 or 11 out of his 18 career touchdowns.
Yeah, 11 actually, because he got, remember he got one last game.
Right.
11 of his career touchdowns against the Giants. So it's like you know that he wants to score, but I think this is where Saquon starts putting everybody on notice, because you're about to be an unrestricted free agent. you better do something now.
If you shrink
in these times, your money. Put it this way: shrink now, and your money shrinks during the free agency period.
I'm going to give you my guy that needs to. Now, I wouldn't say in this context, I wouldn't say he needs to step their game up, but I'm going to say he just needs to bring his usual game. That's Boston Scott, the Giant Killer, a guy who's scored eight of his career touchdowns against the Giants. So I think you talk about it's just weird that he'll always come and play big against the Giants. So hopefully, I'd love to see a kick return. That would be nice on special teams. Set off the link that way. That would be kind of cool. Well, that's my guys. I mean, I've seen in the comments a lot of Slay. I've seen Kaiser.
Well, it's mainly, you know why it's mainly Slay? Because like Slay is our guy. We love Slay. I was like, but if you look at the last few games and like towards the end of the season, it was like he kind of lost the big play Slay ability, because it was just like, it wasn't like a bunch of plays or nothing, but it was a few plays here and there, and you could tell that it kind of got the best of him. So
now Ivan brings up the slot as well as the QB spy. What's your guys' thoughts? I know we brought this up earlier in the year, but something I would really like to see AJ in the slot and having Devontae and Quez outside. I mean,
you mean CJ?
Nope. I mean Devontae Smith outside, mm-hmm. Quez Watkins outside, AJ Brown in the slot.
But is he talking about
AJ Brown? I thought you were talking about defense.
But isn't he talking about defense though?
I'm not sure. Defense. What I'm saying is I would like to see AJ Brown in the slot. That's what I'm saying. Is that I think that AJ Brown could dominate the center of the field. And you look at Quez Watkins and Devontae speed, obviously they got the speed for the outside now.
I think that's where Dallas Goedert wins. I think whatever you want to do, if you want to bracket AJ, then you're gonna have to deal with the wrath of CB2 versus Devontae. And then Goddard's gonna do his. He's going to get busy on their linebackers. But
if you look at it, it's kind of funny you mentioned that, because they hadn't done that since Goddard had left. If you watch the way they deploy the receivers, sometimes it ends up just like that, whether it's motion or whether it's due to the route concept, where they send Dallas Goedert outside, and then you put pressure on the interior guys as AJ Brown or Slim Reaper is coming across the middle. So you keep Watkins on the outside, though.
someone else that needs to step their game up, Prime. It's his first day back at his bowling league. He's out here.
Throw him straight, pal.
You know, if you're at your bowling game.
I'm still listening. I'm going to pee now, though, because you're talking about.
You don't got to announce your urination on the pod. But shout out to Prime. Like, if you're really in your game, right, if you're a real bowler, you can't be watching the show at the same time. Is that a violation? Is that a bowling violation?
Well, coming from a guy that, you know, checks in at work, I'm not sure which is worse, you know, checking in while I'm at work or during the bowling game.
Who's the guy that bowls and is like,
who do you think you are?
I am. Yeah. What is Prime out there saying?
I think his name's Pete Weber. But he's out here saying Tank sucks. I always show love to my
shout out to Prime. I know he's gonna have his fit ready for tomorrow.
He's had bright and early. Days,
hey, we got it. Yo, we got to be up at 5:40. We got to be there at 5:45 in the morning. Mm. I have to go get a pie from Conchi at 5:00 in the morning.
Thank you, Tina.
Shout out to Conchi Bakery. Perfect time to shout out Conchi Bakery for all their work with us over the last couple years. But The pie that they made is pretty damn nice. I think they're going to be in for a surprise. But shout out to Conchi Bakery. And also shout out to Bud Light for doing the Lord's work on tailgate Sundays. But this was Tailgate Saturday. But shout out to Bud Light as well.
Yo, real talk though, Tailgate Saturday is kind of going to be off the hook, man. I mean, we're talking about, dude, this is an 8 o'clock game. We're getting into the lots at 8 o'clock in the morning. Damn. I mean, we're talking about an all day event here. Bro, it's going to be chaos as soon as the kickoff happens in the link this weekend.
Yeah, if it goes to what I said on the last show, I don't think the people who scheduled this game knew that they were giving the Eagles fan base 12 tender hours of pure and unadulterated drinking. Pace yourself, people. Pace yourself.
Yeah, I do think Eagle fans, you do need to pace yourself, because it's going to be a long one. If you're in for the ride with us, I will let you know. I'll be like, hey, you might need some water. How about get some tomato pie? Fill your belly first. And then I'm always telling people, beer before liquor, never sicker.
It's the other way
liquor
around.
Liquor before beer, never
you got
fear.
It backwards. No. You got it backwards. It's it.
How about I'm a man and I win. I'm going to toss my cookies in the end.
Shout out to Todd. Todd is actually coming to the tailgate. He's leaving South Carolina at 5 in the morning.
Jesus. Damn. You're coming all the way from South Carolina.
Todd's the real one. Man, see, we're keeping things, we like to do, the Eagle fans like to do the same thing all the time. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Todd. We broke bread at the last tailgate during the playoffs against Tampa. So, yeah. Shout out to Feast with Pete. Is Slay's wife banana pudding any good? I'll be hearing about that on Twitter. Yes, fantastic. She asked me how many. She's brought enough to serve 150 people. So anyone who's late and misses out,
that's on you.
That's on you.
Douglas says this podcast reminds me of when he lived in Rittenhouse. Not easy to fly from Medellin, Colombia. My man, you know, is that Pablo Escobar? Is that his homeland?
I highly doubt he knows him, but okay. Well, you actually, I take that back. You never know.
You never know. You never know what brought him down there.
Nope.
Now, talking about who do you believe that is going to be our offensive MVP versus the Giants? Because we, again, on this podcast, we are speaking it into existence, keeping the positive energy flowing into this game. Who will be that offensive MVP?
I already said at the top of the show, I think that this is the Jalen Hurts coming back game. I think that Jalen Hurts shakes off everybody that was saying, oh, you know, this shoulder's really bothering him, blah, blah, blah. I think Jalen Hurts balls this weekend. A nice 350-yard game, maybe three scores. Shows the people of New York what an actual franchise quarterback looks like.
I personally, who you got? You want me to go?
No, go ahead.
I personally think it's going to be Miles. I think it's going to be Booby this game, mainly because we didn't run a lot last game, and I think if you want to just look at the running back, that's a good one tonight. But I think Miles is going to set everything up. Miles, if you want to just say the running back core of Miles, Boston Scott, and what number 14 was my man?
Gainwell.
Yeah, Gainwell. Yeah, I think their combination. I think they're going to set it up to where he's going to be right for the most part. But I think Miles and the rest of the core of the running back, if you look at the 48 to 22 game, they had like a rhythm about themselves, and they had the running backs like run up in there, they get up there real fast and get the plays going. So I think the running backs are going to set everything up to make it to where he's going to be correct.
Mark asking a hard hitting question: does Prime have an Eagles bowling ball? He does.
Prime does have a custom bowling ball. I'm pretty sure.
Prime has a custom everything.
Yeah. No. If there's an Eagles item, Prime's got it.
And that bowler you're thinking about was PTW.
Is it Pete Weber?
But it's PTW. I don't know what his middle name is, but I just knew that when I wanted to bowl when I saw him talking trash.
that's the kind of bowler you want to be.
Yeah. Okay. Nah, I want to be Ernie McCracken.
Okay, now
wait a minute. You guys never seen Kingpin, have you?
Caveman?
Kingpin.
I have. I forget, but the dude with his hair is flying over.
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Watch Kingpin, Evan.
You never seen Kingpin? No.
He's only 20 some years old, so yeah, I can't really fault him. It's one of the greater bowling movies.
I think it's one of the best, I guess.
Probably is the best.
Yeah. Talking about defensive MVP, who needs to have? I mean, we talk about MVP though. Defensive MVP, who's got to be that defensive MVP?
Like I said earlier, I think it falls on the linebackers, man. I think that this defensive line is going to have their way with the Pigeons, but I think it's going to be on the linebackers to really handle business, get to the quarterback, and contain Daniel Jones. So I'm going to put it on TJ Edwards.
We got Hassan Reddick from Tim Hayes.
They're going to have some good games, but it's one player who's been disrespected throughout the last few weeks. Hargraves. Mm-hmm. Hargraves, okay. I think he's going to come out and put people on notice. Oh, you go 11.5 is not good enough for you? It's not? Oh, it's not? I think he's going to come out and make – I think he's going to make sporting guys inside. Because watching some of the film from the last two games, especially that first game when they was fully ready, a lot of the shit that they could get done and a lot of reasons why the other guys got the sacks, because Hargrave was putting the motherfuckers on notice. I'm talking about he took the guard one time and with the one arm stab had him back on the motherfucking bus trip with a one way ticket. Then Daniel Jones left.
Being a former defensive tackle,
right?
The fact that a guy gets 11 sacks,
11 and a half
sacks, from the interior position, is those are kind of crazy numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. There's only a couple of guys who used to do that on a year in and year out basis. It was Warren Sapp and John Randall,
Aaron Donald,
and Aaron Donald. He's a different type of man. Yeah, and he doesn't really line up like he doesn't. I call the other two out mainly because they did it in the era where they were still the double team run, and people ran the ball a lot more than they passed the ball to keep people on notice. When you did it back then as an interior guy, whoa. Nowadays, you just saw the game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers threw the ball 66 times.
Yeah, that was crazy, ridiculous. Ridiculous. And Tom Brady, and that wasn't just this past game. I mean, Tom Brady broke the record for most pass attempts in a season at age 45 years old. That's just insane. Yeah,
that was brutal too.
And the most leg sweeps. Tried in a playoff game.
Yeah, that's true. He's
been doing that the whole. He's doing.
I've seen it before. I've seen it before.
He's been doing that the whole fucking season. Ever since his woman left, it seemed like he's been throwing a tantrum.
Before we move off defensive MVP, I just want to say Hassan Reddick is my defensive MVP. I think he will pressure bust pipes, and I think a rapper from Jay-Z once said that pressure bust pipes. So I feel like Daniel Jones, like trying to get it away from a guy like Hassan Reddick, who can, man, he can flat once he gets around the corner, he can flat. And I think he's just playing lights out, man. Lights out.
For Daniel lights Jones?
Out. Oh yeah. No. I mean, no. Hassan Reddick has been lights out.
This is gonna be a really tremendous game, and I think we'll all be nice and juiced up and ready to go, especially by 8:00.
No,
juiced up is the right word. Except it ain't gonna be juice.
Now for all you
the act right juice. It's gonna be that we call it. Some of you guys call it liquid courage.
Now for all you other people out there that are ready to go on a Super Bowl trip, obviously, you know, speaking into existence, Philly sports trips has to plan ahead. So if you guys want to put a deposit in on a trip, Philly Sports Trips is doing the Birds Ultimate Arizona Trip Part 2, February 10th through 13th.
Tell them about the charter, boss.
Give them a shout-out at phillysportstrip.com if you want to book something. Obviously, you can get your money back, but into existence, we're not getting no money back because we're going. Follow them more at Sports Trips PHL on socials, and let them know that you want to go on a trip and book something.
And we're gonna have some out of towners this week too, I believe, right? Vince was working with the Irish and British Eagles, and
that's for next year.
Some of the guys are coming for the playoff game. One is arriving tomorrow. I'm supposed to meet up with him. So some of the guys they are coming. Some of them are coming because it's been a long time since we had an Eagles home playoff game. So
Bob the Builder wants to know if you're going to AZ House.
Damn, Skippy. Tell them about the private jet, boss. No, you know we got the charter planes going down there for Philly Sports Trips. You find all that on PhillySportsTrips.com, and you can also find my damn Skippy T-shirt. I just got to make sure I get you guys sizes. I talked to Drew today on PhillySportsTrips.com. Go to the damn Skippy. There is a T-shirt and a pullover, and you know where you can find me. You know where you can find me at on Saturday. This is the time where I do some shameless plugging. Find me on the coast.
You got a mixtape you want to plug to while you're at it?
No, I used to sell mixtape, but now I'm an MC. I got the beats.
So we got a MC NYRS in the comments saying I smell an upset. So we have a resident Giant fan in here today. All people are welcome to the conversation, but yeah,
that's quality conversation. And you can smell an upset if you're a Giants fan. And you can hope and pray. You can actually shit in one hand and hope in the other hand to see which one fills up first.
Dude's just upset. He's got his smells all mixed up. He's smelling upset next week. That's what it is.
Okay.
Now Charles said, last week my wife said the Giants head coach looks like a professional bowler. Shout out to Daboll.
Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
Daboll. Daboll.
Daboll.
I see what you're saying.
I'm gonna be here all week, guys.
you sure? No, but I like Brian Dable. I think he's a good coach. I think he's gonna have him ready. That's why I was saying that this game is gonna be entertaining. Those first three quarters, I think the first three quarters is, but they might play us to the wire though, because they have had some one score games. But we can't. But I think we'll stomp their hearts out pretty soon.
So the Eagles happened to drop their hype video earlier today.
Shit. Here we go.
I gotta ask. I don't mean to bring the mood down, but like, what was your guys' thoughts?
And now I've seen.
Really, have I ever seen Hollis at a loss for words?
No, it's not even a loss for words. There's no way to formulate bullshit. I feel like sometimes you gotta have some people who in the room is like, oh, that sucks ass. It makes us look like the San Diego Chargers. It makes us look like who they can't stand us, cause we the commanders. If you don't get that shit out of here, are you serious? Now you see all the hype videos that I've seen. That one's horrible, and it put us in the same light. I was like, no, it's god awful.
What is your take on the Eagles hype video?
Listen, man, it wasn't just the hype video. It was just also some other bad juju I don't like. The hype video, first of all, let me just address that. I think that we have had way better hype videos. Not knocking the social media team. I think the Eagles social media team does a pretty good job elsewhere. But, you know, I think that this one just it was lacking juice. But one thing that I didn't like that I'm not sure if you guys saw, somebody put a Jalen Hurts jersey on the Rocky statue. I'm not sure if anybody knows about the history of putting jerseys on statues in Philadelphia, back in the day they put a Flyers jersey on William Penn, and that resulted in a just embarrassing playoff run. So we kind of swore off as a city ever putting jerseys back on. I don't like the bad juju. That's it, man. Somebody get the Jalen Hurts jersey off the Rocky statue.
It's a Rocky statue though, but it's. But I don't, you know, all that extra crap. I'm not into that. But I'm glad that, you know, one thing I am glad is that he's less level headed, and he's not. I don't think he's worried about any of that shit.
Are you guys gonna ask me how I felt about the hype video?
How did you feel about that?
How did you feel about the hype
video? I just been waiting.
I mean, I've been trying to get in there. Didn't answer.
I actually kind of like the hype video.
Ah, shit.
It was all right. I feel like, you know, it was all right.
Well, you know, the reason why sometimes I want to kick kicked some of the boxing announcers' ass. I gave him the second and third round. You don't give anybody a round. They have to take it. It's like they have to take your like, man. You don't just give them your like. That totally sucked ass. And I can't get the time back in my life. Oh, God.
How about this? Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. It's
a nice jacket.
It's okay.
Sorry. It's a nice jacket. I like that.
Because some people don't like the hype video. They don't like it. It's a Philly thing.
I just don't like the hype video.
So, I mean, but some people don't even realize that it came from Jalen's presser where he said it's a Philly thing when he's talking about Eagle fans showing up the way that they followed this football team all season long. That's where it's Philly thing came from. So I thought, you know, and then some people were like, it's not Philly. You know, people from Philly, it's not Philly. Like, it's from Jalen's press conference talking about you, the fan. I don't know. I'm just explaining it to people who don't know where it came from. But
Todd's on your side. He thinks it wasn't that bad.
Damn it, Todd. I'm trying to get this shit banished.
Like when you come into the NovaCare, are you going to speak with somebody about the hype video?
I didn't know that they were the one who put that out. I didn't pay attention because I was so pissed off because it was so horrible.
Shout out to All About the Birds. They actually did a hype video recently where Trey Thomas actually narrated this. So make sure you go check out All About the Birds. Cool. They recently put out a post.
My boy John, he might have sent it to me. I might have not looked at it.
There was something that I brought up on the last podcast that was actually addressed earlier today. I said that we can't do the whole dreams and nightmares thing again. We have to find ourselves a song for this ride. And apparently, at practice earlier today, Dreams and Nightmares came on, and the players weren't having it, and they turned it off before the beat even dropped. So I'm glad that it seems like the players are on the same sort of wavelength that I'm on.
Yeah, but thank you, Jay Cross.
Okay.
Did you see the Padres hype video?
Oh, that was bad. No, that was bad. Yeah, that was
horrific.
Bad.
That's what it reminded me of. We're Philly. We better than that. Now, we got to make note, motherfucking hype video. We hype enough.
Tori said, I'll be cooking all day tomorrow to bring to party Saturday. So, Tori, what are you cooking? Is the question.
Meals. She's doing meal prep.
Oh, yo, Peace with Pete. You got to chill out. Social media team sucks. Come on, man. We have one of the best social media teams out here. Are you talking about a guy who does memes all day long? They do a good job. They do a good job.
I agree.
I just go do memes.
Tim's saying, you guys really riding dirt bikes in Philadelphia? As a guy that lives in Philadelphia, yes. Too much. Every day on Broad Street, it's ATVs and dirt bikes doing wheelies up and down North Philly.
I thought you were talking about us. I was like, I'm not riding shit.
But the dirt bikes are abundant in Philadelphia.
I actually love it. I like it too.
I like more when the dune buggy was making its way up the Art Museum steps. That was amazing.
I was about to turn into Pizza Hut yesterday. I almost got suckered into getting some Pizza Hut. And then all of a sudden I got distracted by a bunch of ATVs doing wheelies. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep going straight. Maybe I'll eat me something more healthier than Pizza Hut. What'd you stop at, though?
KFC?
I had some fried chicken.
I told you.
Not from KFC, though.
This guy said, let me settle for something healthier. You set it up as that.
You better and then he's like, fried,
I'm going to some fried chicken.
So Tori's making cookies, homemade baked manicotti, stuffed shells, garlic sauce, bread. And you're bringing that to our tailgate or just in general?
She's cooking herself, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Get back to us with that information.
they do. Todd says they do ride horses in Philly. I think Hollis has a stable.
I don't know what you're speaking of, sir. I've seen some people on some horses.
Oh, I thought you were Brian Westbrook.
No, you talking about Wild Wild Westbrook, Lil Boots?
Brian Westbrook got like a whole bunch of horses now.
Yeah, he got like a stable stuff, but I don't want to say it's in Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's got it. I think he raises and breeds them too. So I saw him with like one of the little horses, and I started to take a flash read of it and write it crayon Lil Boots.
Charles Craig is saying he's coming in from Seattle, Seahawk country. He says, I'm doing cheesesteaks and pretzels Saturday pregame. What's the best Philly adult beverage to go with? My opinion, Yingling. I'm a big Yingling guy.
Mm.
It's Philly beer, bro. Oldest brewery in America. What do you give me the shake thing for? But look at Gail's face. Look at Gail's face.
Oh, Gail, okay. Gail don't really drink, do he?
No. He's just out here.
Bud Light, there you go.
It's this guy.
He's asking for a Philadelphia beer. I gave him a Philadelphia
beer. Oh, all right. Philadelphia beer. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. What about Yard?
I'm glad you cleared that up for your sponsor.
Reading is fundamental. What about Yard Brewery?
Those words there?
Philly adult beverage. I'll go Bud Light.
This guy's a fucking kiss up, man.
Team Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson's on the team Bud Light. The same team.
We're all on the same team.
And this guy's talking about, and then you have Prime in the comments probably saying Corona.
Them if he's part, what the hell is he Yingling?
Yeah. Big shout out to Alex, the juggernaut. He will be making pulled pork, his famous award winning pulled pork and mac and cheese, which will be a nice little, this guy. I don't know if you've heard of him. Evan Hollywood Hearn will be making cheesesteaks on the grill.
Doubled my order.
I have double order of tomato pies coming in.
I'll be at the Mud Hen. Hopefully Prime is watching it. He can hear the uppity part of me being at the Mud Hen on the coast at on 98.7 FM in a nice warm environment, eating a ball, having a ball of ass bread of fine beers at the Mud Hen. My favorite is the Hero Boy. With the whisper
cinnamon. You get two plugs, all right? You've already used them up.
Are you talking to me? I kind of blacked out when you pointed at me.
Yeah.
I thought they said Cocaine Bear. Cocaine Bear is a movie that's coming out. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly what you think it is. It's going to be awesome.
Any other topics I missed off the top of the?
No, it's kind of like one of those things where it's time to put the kids to bed. This is one of those things where we're ready for the game, and it's like this is gonna kill all of us. This time leading up to the game is gonna seem like it's taking so much time. It's gonna seem like it's going so slow. So
the time is crawling by. The closer and closer that we get, for sure.
We got Sergeant Walker with the thirsty comments. Talk about Alex. How about Alex for tomorrow? That'd be Alex Holly.
Yes.
Big fan.
Alex Holly. I'm a fan personally.
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah, she cool. I've been known her for a little bit. Her and Mike. I think he's talking about Alex for a little bit of something else. It's his spank time.
Hey. Tranquilo.
Put him in the bathroom. Tim says, Hollis, knowing you, don't sit in the stands. Any games particularly make you want to go see them in person?
No,
I already know the answer to this. Yeah,
well, not. I can't fit in the seat. Do it. It's like some of the games. If I want to see them in person, I like to watch them from the owner's box.
Have you watched the game from the owner's box?
Yeah. I've watched it from all those boxes. Like they have us going around signing autographs and shit.
Did you see? You see Michael Irving and Jerry Jones in the owner's box together holding hands?
You ever do anything like that? No, I'm not high-fiving Jeff Lurie like that.
Holding hands for an awkward amount of time, Michael Irving and Jerry Jones. It was pretty uncomfortable. I'm surprised nobody grabbed the picture of it. I thought about grabbing it.
Yeah, it was really uncomfortable, though. I know what you're talking about, too, because I saw the ordeal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be on Good Day Philadelphia at about 6:15 tomorrow. Tune in. Fox. Thug Life, West Side.
Hey, are you going to be able to wake up in the morning?
I don't have a choice. You would drag my ass out of bed if I wasn't there.
I told you I was going to be there. I've already given you my word. Once I give you my word, I can't go back on my word. I know. We've had our talks about my disdain for folks to try to use you a little bit, but you said this is for the good of us, so I can get up for that. Now, if you hadn't said no shit like that, I would have just slept on through that shit.
But
it's the truth. I'm just Hey, what you see is what you get. But I'm gonna be on my best behavior though. I'm gonna try to put us on the map.
I hope you maximize your sexy because you're gonna like we're gonna be standing there and I want you to put your best foot forward. Hope you've been working on some traps. I haven't been working out, you know.
Yeah, out there base training my boy Andrew. He's probably watching this now.
You want to give him a shout out while you're at it?
Well, yeah, I just gave him a shout out. He always helps me maximize my sexy. Most hell, this goes to him now too. You can help you guys maximize your sexy if you're trying to just be sexy and not kill yourself trying to do all that CrossFit shit. I went with something that I will be able to do for the rest of my days. I was like, I'm not gonna be doing CrossFit. Ev, I know I'm not saying you're not gonna try CrossFit, but I don't see you doing CrossFit ever. Do you see yourself doing CrossFit?
I'd never do CrossFit.
I don't know where this is coming from. Well, why do you never see me doing CrossFit?
Why would you do CrossFit?
I don't know. I'm just asking why you think I wouldn't.
Well, no, I'm just saying. It's just like when I said the workout that I can see myself doing into my waning years. Mm-hmm. So and getting with Andrew, he's giving me that ability to stay strong and sexy.
So Tim is asking a score prediction. Ev, you go first.
I said the Eagles are going to handle business. I think that you just look at the point spread I saw yesterday. I think the Eagles were -360 on the money line bet. I think the spread is like 7.5 points in the Eagles' favor right now. That's telling me in Eagles' route, man. I would bet the spread. I think the Eagles cover. I think that the Eagles win, I'm going to say 35-14.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tim's got a 34-20 in the chat.
The 35-14 was the one I had, but I'll go 35-17. I think they're going to score a touchdown and a field goal earlier. And like we always say, give that cheap touchdown in the end. The cheap touchdown in the end, and, you know, where they're high-fiving and stuff and thinking that it's going to help them out next week. It's like another points don't go. So, it's like Eagles win by one or more is my prediction.
not liking this at a will. Not feeling confident.
No, he's not. It's not that he's feeling confident. Prediction is pain. That's Captain Dent.
Now, Greg says, I fear the Eagles are going to crawl into the playoffs while the Giants are rolling. I don't know. Well, Greg is a Giants fan, so I can see where.
I kind of figured that. And you guys crawled it. And the Giants kind of crawled into the playoffs. They didn't crawl to the playoffs. They won the game before their last game, so they knew their playoff spot. So, we won our division and won the number one overall seed. I don't know what Greg Cook is getting. I do, because our quarterback was hurt the last few games.
They lost two of their last three games.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand about this whole narrative that the Giants are rolling because they won one in a row. I don't understand.
Well, before they played us, but before they had their position solidified, they were on a little bit of toast.
Not as strong as the front half of their year. The back half of their year was much more pedestrian.
Well, see, the back half of that year they regained what they had during the first half of the year. So it's like when they caught fire at the right time. So it's like we just got to kick them in the nuts.
Tori's got a 27-17 counting the Giants garbage time TD. Todd's got a 28-10. Mr. Walker has the Eagles winning 20-17. Peace with Pete with the close one, 28-25. Daniel from Sweden Town is 37-17. Eagles Sixers has Eagles by 10. Smitty has a big game. I take that. I forgot about Smitty.
He had a big game last game.
That was nice. That picture right there. Are you not entertained? Was nice.
You not entertained?
Was very nice. He did that right in front of me, right in the back end zone. So Giants fans were feeling a type of way. Shout out to Kazzy Bear. Check out his YouTube channel. He's a guy that travels and follows the Eagles. Doing great work on YouTube. He's got them at 28-21. Kazzy, you coming to the tailgate?
Ooh.
Yeah, love to know. Sports King has 27-10. Mark Bird pumping his chest over here. 32-0 from Oregon. We got Dave.
If we do that, man.
People will be feeling a lot different about them heading into the next matchup. We handle them 32-0.
Yeah.
Are you guys feeling they? I also saw this video from shout out to Dumphy. He put a video out there about Eagle fans yelling at him about being overlooking the Giants, and he's just like, "I'm a fan. I don't watch film." I was like, "I'm a fan. I root on the Eagles. That's what I do. What more do you want from me? I'm not overlooking." He's like, "I'm not on the team." And I, every time I kept watching it, it got funnier and funnier. But again, we've heard this from other people in the comments, like overlooking the. I'm not overlooking the Giants.
Well, not, and I've learned this from you guys too. I'm part of the media now. I'm a part of the fan base, so I get to do this. But the player in me still reverts back to first things first, putting the stump in the mud hole in the Giants. Even though I do have a plane packed full of Eagles fans, they're ready to go down to the Super Bowl already. You have to plan, but first things first, though. But I understand where you're coming from, because that's why when you notice when I'm always talking about one game at a time, and that's just the player in me, and that's like I have to get away. You guys help me get away from that sometimes, where I could just be that fan. Like, oh, we gonna fuck them up, you know, we gonna kick their ass, we gonna kick their ass and take names later.
Yeah, no, I saw the same video from Dumphy. I was cracking up, and I agree with his sentiment that yeah, obviously we don't have it doesn't matter what we feel about the game. What matters is what the players actually do that are, you know, getting paid millions of dollars to handle business. But I will say, from a fan's perspective, that I have seen people get amped up before, and like if you go into a game absolutely positive that you're going to win it and you lose, the letdown is that much more significant. So I understand that sentiment, but at the same time, we ain't fucking losing. We're winning this game.
We're not going anywhere.
We ain't going nowhere. We're going to Arizona is where we're going.
Tori's got a question. Hollis, do you ever talk to Donovan about old games?
Nah, I talked to you and talk to you, Corey, Darwin. I see Don sometimes, but Don play offense, so we don't really talk about old games with him throwing up and no shit like that.
Oh. Okay.
Nice little jab.
You always talk to the people you play with on the same type of ball you play with. I talk to Trey and Runyon all the time, and Jamal Jackson. I never talk to them about any of the games you played. We just be talking just about life and stuff in general and shooting the shit like we used to. Like, when you meet up with the defensive guy, you start remembering stuff where you got hit by friendly fire or somebody missed a tackle or something or got shook out of their shoes and everybody was laughing at him in a film session, you know.
Stuff like that. Yeah. You guys don't talk about the Lord's work and, you know. Getting your hair done?
No, I'm good.
Todd says Lido. What about Lido?
Yeah, I talked to Lido too.
Okay.
Lido's a strip club vet. Wow, way to throw his business out there. Jeez. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that about Lido. But Lido, yeah, I actually talked to Lido the other day.
Now he Bobby says
about coming up here.
Bobby says Giants fans are delusional. They actually think they are Super Bowl contenders.
They do. That's like the guy who just came on here talking about he smells upset.
I mean, he smells
his upper lip.
To put yourself in their shoes, though, you look at their two most recent Super Bowls and the runs they had there. They were the team that everybody was kind of counting out. You know what I mean? They won a Super Bowl. They were like 9-7.
Yeah, the defensive line was a little different. And
100%. It was a totally different team.
And the quarterback. And the receiving core,
100%. I'm not saying that. That's what I think happens. Offense, I'm just saying that if I'm putting myself in the mind of a Giants fan, I think that's what they're looking at. That like, hey, we've done this run before. We could do it again. But you're absolutely right in the fact that they had veteran presence on that team in Eli Manning in that entire defense. You had legitimate options at receiver. Plaxico Burress,
my dog.
Monty Toomer.
Was Monty Toomer still there?
I believe so.
You sure? I don't think so.
For one of them.
It was, I know Plexico was there because I thought a body tumor.
They won two of them, so I think he was there for one of them.
Okay.
Deep Sky Breeze Bry says, best section to watch an Eagles game at the Link. I want to buy a ticket for next season. Me personally, I like the section I'm in, 131, because you can see the all 32. I mean, all 22 of the where everyone's lined up. So it's kind of nice because, like, sometimes when you're sitting in the corners, you can't see the far end of the field. But if you're sitting from straight on, you can still watch the Jumbotron at the same time. But that's my take. But any seat is a good seat at the link.
Sitting on the bench.
Yeah,
Alice said he watches from the owner's booth, and
the owner's box is pretty decent. But it's like some of the suites, the lower suite levels, those seem like some of the best places to watch it because you still indoors and you have your own private bathroom. I know you like that, Evan. And but you can open up the windows and stuff. You get a good view of the entire field. The only thing I don't like is like when you sit on one end or the other and they go on the other end of the field. Like, damn! Yeah. Now I got to wait on them to come back.
I can't wait to watch the letdown of this, man. Giants got all the momentum heading to this game. Yeah! Okay, dude. Check in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Yeah, because if they're going to bring it, we're going to bring it.
Yo, when you're sitting in the owner's box, do you ask for the Grey Poupon, Jeffrey Lurie?
No, I ask him to please pass the jelly.
Pass the jelly.
The polenta, the polenta's all fruit.
Because the jam don't shake.
Be like, hey, I need a bacon sandwich and some scrambled eggs. That's all I need.
Before we get out of here, we're gonna do a little last word. Last word. Who wants to go first, man?
I go first. So, listen up. It's freaking game time, bro. The playoffs are here. I can't believe the season came and went. You know, it felt even quicker than that graphic. That graphic lasted for fucking ever. I can't believe you just threw it back up. dude, it's put up or shut up time, man. I think Jalen Hurts, you know, he had that loss last year to the GOAT and Tom Brady. I think he's got fire under his ass.
He ain't no GOAT.
Tom Brady is.
He ain't no GOAT. You're not a GOAT if you're a cheater. It's on file.
This is my last word, pal.
Let him get his word in here, pal.
There ain't no GOAT, though.
Anyway, I think that Daniel Jones is not a legit. He's not Tom Brady, bro. I think that this is a completely different situation we're in. Obviously, we're at home. We have the advantage. We have a much better team. We've had a much better team all year long. It's time to stop getting nervous about the minutiae out there, bro, about the nonsense, the narratives people are putting out there. Let's just focus on what we know as facts. The Eagles have been the best team all year. They're going to continue to be the best team for the next three games, and we're going to walk away with the Lombardi Trophy.
My last word is Tom Brady ain't no motherfucking GOAT. You don't get cheating scams attached to your bitch-ass name and one directly correlate with you and become no GOAT. And you're not. They make concessions for you to stay in the game, like a bitch. Yes, they did. You can't hit the quarterback. No, exactly. I'm gonna come with more than one last word. My last word is this: I'm ready. I'm ready to play. I got two more pregame shows before my guys get on the field. I gotta watch. We gotta watch the Chiefs game. It seems like it's gonna take forever, but I'm ready to get this on. I'm ready to shut everybody up. I'm ready. I'm tired of all the disrespect of our squad, the 14-3 squad. They did nothing but come out and handle business. And ain't nobody sleeping on no motherfucking Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones showed us who he is. And he will be back there.
Pay that man. Pay that man.
Yeah, go ahead and pay that man. Yeah, Daniel Jones sucks ass. I'm sorry. No, I ain't sorry. To me, Daniel Jones still sucks. He's had a couple of good games. But a broken clock is right two times in a day. The hell out of here. The sun shines on the dog's ass every once in a while. And Tom Brady ain't no motherfucking GOAT either. You're putting that shit out there. He's a good quarterback. That's it.
Who's the best quarterback of all time?
Joe Montana.
You're high.
Yeah, you go watch Joe. You high. You go watch Joe. You don't think Joe would have survived this bullshit that they're doing now? this crazy in love the quarterback. The fuck out of here.
I played in the era.
There's not no hater shit.
You lived during the GOAT era, bro. I'm
going to say one thing.
Have you read the investigation? You read the list they went through? The fuck out of here. If you're the GOAT, you don't need that shit. You don't need that. And you got
dude went to a different team. You got busted. And won the Super Bowl his first year in his 40s.
It wasn't because of him. Fuck out of here. It was because of the defense. Top five defenses every time he won.
This is last dissertation.
It's like he's not the GOAT. That Joe Montana is the GOAT, and he will always be the GOAT until you have cheating scandals attached to your name.
Listen, bro, no. I'm a man and I'm right, bro. Get over it.
You're a man and you're wrong.
I'm a man and I'm next. My last word, obviously.
Go ahead, you can have your last word, Gil. But my last word is Tom Brady is a good quarterback. He cannot be the GOAT because he has cheating scandals attached to his name. And they directly correlated with the offense.
About Tom Brady. I don't care about. I care about the Eagles, man. That's my last word. The Eagles. I care about the fans who have been showing up all year round. It's an opportunity to celebrate your team on Saturday. Show up, be loud, be proud, have a bunch of damn parties. I hope your tailgates are amazing. I hope your days are filled with beer from Bud Light, some Conti tomato pie on Saturday. I think we're gonna have a great time tomorrow on Fox 29. Good waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning, bringing the energy with their pep rally tomorrow at Chickies and Pete's. It's gonna be a great time, great atmosphere. But if you're not ready for the Eagles, get ready. Get ready. It's gonna be dub.
I gotta pee.
It's gonna be a tub in the tub. We'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, Fly, Eagles, fly.